the Meiri. Rav Menachem Meiri is one of the Rishonim who lived in the 1300s, and his commentary on Gemara, his commentary on Shas, the Beis HaBechira, is controversial in the world of the Beis Medrash because it appeared to be a very light commentary. It wasn't considered a very in-depth, difficult commentary, and for many, many centuries, the Meiri, we did not have full access to his manuscript, and in turn, it was not really studied that much, and people did not study the words of the Meiri. In the last century, though, the Torah of the Meiri, the Beis HaBechira, has come back into popularity, and it is found in every single Beis Medrash across the world. And because of that, what I'm about to read you is not that well known, and it was not discussed by the early Achronim, and it was not something that was mentioned. Such a beautiful idea was essentially left hidden from the Torah world for centuries. But right now I want to reveal to you an amazing comment the Meiri makes that should frame our minds and our hearts as we begin Yontov before us. The Meiri, in his introduction to Maseches Brachos, is explaining and giving different explanations to the very famous pasuk, Eis lasos lashem hefiris torasecha. When there's a time to act on behalf of God, so sometimes you need to be mefir, you need to uproot, you need to change the Torah in order to act on behalf of Hashem. This pasuk is famously used in the Gemara in Tzmura, where the Gemara tells us that after the centuries and centuries of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law being passed down from teacher to student, at a certain point it was too much and the times were too difficult, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi needed to write down the oral law, even though Dvarim Shebaal Peh, things that are supposed to be related orally, Eif Shar Lekosvam, you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So what pasuk did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi use to advocate and to show that he was correct in writing down Torah Shebaal Peh for the first time? Eis lasos lashem hefiros Torah Secha. We need to act on behalf of God. We need to act on behalf of the Torah and Torah Hashem, and we need to write down the Torah. Comes the Meiri, and he gives a dramatically different interpretation of the pasuk. I'm going to read to you the piece. It is not that long, but it's not that short. But I'm sure every single word will be appreciated. V'hu amru eis lasos, she'af basiyas ha-mitzvos, shu eis lasos la-shem, hefiru ha-torah, ve'achtu be'kavana. It can happen, says the Meiri, that in eis lasos la-shem, at a time when we think that we're acting on behalf of Hashem, in reality, we are being mayfair, and we are ruining the Torah. V'chein ha'inyan livnei ha'amon. It happens with many people. Asher lo yasigu elzos hama'alel hisvanein b'inyan ha'mitzvah. People do not pay attention when they are doing mitzvos. U'v'masha roi lahamshich mimena shem am ma'ot shekulam roi lahem l'sorer ba'asosam ha'mitzvah l'os kavanosam ba'derech klal kiyum gzeru mutelas alav meis Hashem. Often we are fulfilling the mitzvos and we do not understand or we are not aware that we are doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do. How often have we davened to Shemona Esrei and not been aware that we are standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam? We go from beginning Baruch, we get Oseh Shalom, and we totally missed out on 4 or 5 minutes. We didn't even realize as we were saying the words that we were standing before Hashem. So he says this happens way too often. And therefore, ve'asiyas hadavar l'chvodi yisparach l'kavanas asiyas ha-mitzvah v'im lo yisower al zeh aval shiyas zeh mitzad hergel. We do the mitzvah. We go through the motions. Me'ein hergel, without any feeling. Asiyas hadavar l'chvod boro, understanding we're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ein kavanas kiyam ha-mitzvah, without understanding of fulfilling a mitzvah. V'yatek al zeh hatzad mi-mitzvah le-mitzvah yochel al derech zeh. What happens? We go from mitzvah to mitzvah. We go from season to season, from holiday to holiday. Matzah be-pesach, v'yesh b'sukkah b'chag. We go from one holiday to the next. Hu kedimyon. And he says, I want to give you a mashal what this is like. A person who goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to Sukkot to the next holiday without connecting to Hashem or thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, this is like a chamor. It's like a donkey. No se al mosav be'eis hakatzir. He carries what they reaped in the season of the harvest. Umasa anavim, and they bring in the grapes on him be'eis habatzir, when they pick the grapes from the field. Umasa chitim be'eis hatachina, and they schlep on the donkey again to carry the wheat when it's time to grind the wheat. Lo yegienu mishinoi ha'itim shum hisponinus. The donkey does not pay attention to what's going on. Do you think the donkey knows he's carrying grapes or wheat or stalks? Do you think he makes a difference to the donkey? Of course not. It's a donkey. He doesn't understand what he's doing. And he says, this is often the same with us. We go and we carry from one holiday to the next. one yontif to the next, and we don't understand what we are carrying on our backs. V'yitachin aleihem gam kim bira pasuk al derech hanizkar likro, chamas aleihem shafbeis asosam emitzel yikavnu. And he says, therefore, this is the explanation of the pasuk. Eis lasos lashem. There are times of the year of the calendar where we are supposed to be acting on behalf of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but in reality, what are we doing? Hefirus Torah Secha. We've ruined the Torah. We've had another yantif, another opportunity lost. In Eis Lasos Hashem, opportunities, sparks throughout the year to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end, Hefirus Torah Secha. We missed out on the whole point. We were thinking about things that weren't important. We were consumed with details that got in the way of the purpose of the holiday. And in the end, says the Miri, what were we left with? Another yantif passed, another yantif without any growth. We cannot have another Rosh Hashanah, another Yom Kippur, another Yantif, where our focus is on the wrong things and we miss out on the opportunity for growth. Rav Huttner was very clear. Rav Huttner spoke on the Moadim. Rav Huttner's writings are on the Pachad Yitzchak. He felt that within the Moadim, within the holidays, are the secrets and the foundations of Emunah, of every important idea in Yiddishkeit is found within the calendar year. And it's a waste to not take advantage of that opportunity. Another ad for a new type of honey in the newspaper, another ad for a grocery store that has a unique fruit that you're going to go out and buy, and you're going to bring it home to your family, and you're going to ooh and ah over it, and know what? It doesn't taste that good anyway. Do you know why we don't eat those fruits year-round? Because they don't taste that good. If they tasted good, we would eat them all year-round. The reason why we only have them Rosh Hashanah night, because they're not that good. So we're hemming and hawing and schlepping to the store and to the Chinese grocery to get something weird we haven't seen before from Asia. It's a waste of time. Get a new fruit, and then listen to a shir. Open up the machzer. Go through some of the words. How is it possible that we have not prepared the machzer before we walk into Rosh Hashanah? It's impossible to understand that a person expects, after not looking at a machzer for 340 days, that he's going to walk into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and think that all of a sudden the esoteric language of Chazal and all of the midrashim that the piyutim are based upon, that he's going to understand it just like that all of a sudden. It takes time, it takes effort, and it is worth the time of effort. Someone asked Rav Shach, as happens during the 9 days, unfortunately, someone asked Rav Shach, am I allowed to take a shower during the 9 days because I'm an istinus, I'm very dirty, I don't feel nice, and I'm very uncomfortable. I want to know if I can take a shower. So Shach answered the question, and then he turned and he said, I just noticed something very odd. We know that the 9 days are modeled after the laws of Avelus, someone who, Rachman al Son, is observing the loss of a relative who passed away. So said Rav Shach, know what? I never ever get a question for someone who's sitting Shiva, I don't feel so comfortable, can I take a shower? That rarely ever happens. Is the person who's sitting Shiva have a sense that, you know, I don't know, I need to take a shower. Generally what happens is the person gets through the Shiva and they shower before Shabbos, and that's generally what happens. So says Rav Shach, why? Why is that? Because the person who's sitting Shiva feels the Avelus. They are living the Avelus. And therefore, the idea of taking a shower is so foreign to them, they don't even think about it. But during the 9 days, are we feeling it? Are we living the moed? Are we involved in the experience of the time? No. So we have cheshbonos about this and that. I'm not saying we shouldn't shower if we have to observe the 9 days again next year. But just the hashkafa, the idea behind it of how we approach the moed. Are we living them? Are they part of it? The Beis Halevi writes in his Perush on Chumash, on his Chidushim on Chumash as follows, that we make a mistake when it comes to the Moadim. We think that the reason why we eat matzah on Pesach is because Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, so they didn't have time to bake the bread, and therefore the matzah baked on their backs, and that's why we eat matzah, right? That's what we all think. So said the Beis Halevi, we're all wrong. We hauled the whole thing backwards and mixed up. Says the Beis Halevi, in reality, in the fabric of time, throughout the calendar year, Hashem creates moments of Yichud Hashem to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to grow. And therefore, Hashem orchestrated the calendar that Nisan is a time of Geula, a time of personal redemption. And therefore, the mitzvos connected to Nisan are reflective of the idea of Geula and becoming an Eved Hashem. And therefore, Hashem orchestrated that He took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in Nisan to reflect the fabric of the calendar at that time of the year. Chanukah occurs where? In the darkest period of the year. Why? Because the lights of the Chanukah candles are used to light up the night and to bring light where there is darkness. It's not just the fact that the Chashanaim fought on Chafei and rested on Chafei Kislev. The whole fabric of the year is a train stop where we have opportunities to get off and to fill up our amuna, to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then move on to the next event. If we don't prepare ourselves, our families, our machzorim for Rosh Hashanah, then we are certainly missing the point. One less thing to prepare for the meal. That hour it took to prepare that thing will be an hour well used to read something, to have divrei yesoros. Nobody will care if there's one less thing on the table. I promise you. One more opportunity for your growth, one more opportunity to connect to yourself and to grow before the Rosh Hashanah will be exponentially beneficial going forward. If you spent a half hour over here, it will be worth many more hours of ruchnius going forward into the year. I am so impressed with the turnout this morning. I give everyone a big yashar koach. We bench everyone. There should be l'hagdol Torah l'adira. Continue to grow in ruchnius and to be successful in the coming Yom Narayim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu.